Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,684. Jeffrey T. Anders and Janine M. Gable seek a variance to reduce the rear yard setback. Section 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northeast side of Woodland Way, approximately 402 feet west of Woodland Circle. The 911 address is 33213 Woodland Way, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 12.17, parcel 138. Specifically, they're asking for a 0.4-foot variance for the deck. We received no letters in opposition, one mail return, and we did receive one letter in support. The letter of support is from Angola by the Bay Property Owners Association, and that states that they have no opposition to the 0.4-foot setback encroachment and the variance being sought for it. Our records on file indicate the house and decks were both approved by the Angola by the Bay and the Sussex County Zoning and Planning back in October of 1986, and please let this letter serve as a notice to our approval of this variance request, and feel free to contact them. And it is signed by Mark Wolf, the Angola by the Bay General Manager. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Gina Gable.
Whatever address you care to use.
33213 Woodland Way, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
This is the last you'll hear of me this evening, so I'll speak more quickly on this one. Good evening. I'm here with Ms. Anders. I'm Ms. Gable, I'm sorry, who is one of the owners of the property. She and Mr. Anders bought the property in 2011, and the survey was done at that time, and it showed the property being 0.4 feet too close to the property line. And this was about the time when the administrative variance procedure was sort of in the works, so they thought they would kind of wait to see how that goes, to see if they could seek a variance that way. And for various and sundry reasons, it was decided to make sure that to be as sure as one can be sure that it went through smoothly, they decided to apply for the variance in the old-fashioned way. I have stood before you many, many times with lots in Angola by the Bay, and this is just another one. It's like so many, it's very irregularly shaped, and it is, I think the exception is to find a home that doesn't contain an encroachment rather than finding one that does. And in this particular case, actually, this is pretty good. I mean, the entire encroachment is one corner of one deck that is basically 5 inches too close to one point on the property line. Like several others this evening, this property was inspected by the county after the deck was built and the house and deck were built, and a certificate of occupancy was issued. Also, Angola by the Bay, as mentioned in their letter, they inspect, and I think they do a good job, but they're faced with the size of the lots and shapes of the lots, and they approved it when it was built. The county approved it after it was built, and we're here today to clear it up so that the present owners, if they go to sell, obviously don't have this issue, because a zoning violation obviously can be an impediment to a sale. Because the county did inspect the property, and because the property was not noted, that the encroachment was not noted, the county did waive the fee. It's kind of interesting in this case, it's actually been kind of passed a couple times, because first the property was inspected after it was built, and then when it was sold, one of the first times in 1999, a survey showing the property as it exists today was brought to the county, was stamped approved. And it wasn't until my clients bought it that I went back to planning and zoning and said, I know the survey was stamped approved, but are we sure? And that's when pointed out that in fact, and actually the reason is, and I'm making light of the county, that's not fair at all, because what happens is, if you look, they didn't do that measurement from that corner of the deck to the rear property line. But the present owners did not add anything in that spot since they bought. The property can't otherwise be developed. Well, it's obviously developed as is. The problem would be, it's like so many others, it's a very minor problem, but a major expense to correct a minor problem that adversely affects nobody at all. Like almost all the lots in Angola, the back of the lot opens on the open area, open space. And so there isn't even anyone behind it to be adversely affected if they were offended by a corner of a deck being 5 inches too close to a property line. The encroachment was not created by the applicant. It doesn't essentially alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, I think the essential character of the neighborhood is variances. And it's just, and it's common. And I think the people have a very real world approach to it. You have situations that were inadvertently created by somebody. They clearly don't adversely affect anybody. And the burden and to protest or object would cause such a huge burden on the property owner. They take the approach that that's not reasonable, and therefore they don't oppose, and in fact they support the application. And I think for all those reasons, we do ask that the application be granted. Ms. Gable, you've heard me, what I've said to the board, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
To the best of your knowledge, is what I've said true?
Yes, sir.
And would you be able to easily correct this problem? And what you would have to remove?
I'd have to have somebody take out part of the deck and footings and all kinds of stuff.
Because it's in the corner.
Yes, sir.
Has anybody, any of your neighbors come to you and objected to the existence of that encroachment since you've owned the property?
Nope.
Members of the board, I have no other evidence or testimony, and we do ask that the application be granted.
Thank you. We'll start down. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
No questions.
No questions. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Nice job. Hearing no questions. Again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 11684. This is a typical adjustment made in that area through the years, and the board has seen quite a few of these, as the applicants so indicated. And the criteria for the variance has been addressed by the applicant, and it looks like here again the testimony has. I agree with the testimony that an inspector go out there and pull a tape with the shape of the lot that it's in could very well make a 5-inch mistake, or one surveyor takes it one way, another takes another. So you had two surveyors that came up with a different answer. The uniqueness of the lot, of course, is apparent. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And of course, the practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, again, I have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11684. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11684 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Again, Merry Christmas to everyone.
The same here, sir. Thank you.